We're all locally recording, right?
I am.
Are we supposed to?
Well,
do you have good internet?
Yeah, you have good internet.
Yeah, my internet should be good. Yeah.
Okay. The only person who's had any problems is Nux, so you should be good.
All right. Sounds good. But okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I think they want us all to record. There's something going on. Oh my god. Is it happening again? Am I on a delay again?
No, you're fine. We're all on delays.
Low frames per second, but other than that, you sound good.
You know why we're all on a delay, Nux?
Why?
Why we're on a delay is because you're on the other fucking side of the planet. You're in the future, bro.
Listen, I have a VPN. I'm in New York. What are you talking about?
So you think lying to Netflix is gonna change your connection to time?
I just watched The Magicians, okay, which is only on Netflix in the US. It works.
Just turn that off. You can sell some of your data to advertisers right now just for better quality. Just turn that off.
Just a little bit, dude. Come on. Those poor little advertisers are gonna starve. Yeah, really, what the fuck?
Yeah, that will help your latency substantially.
This is so
funny. We should just keep this as the introduction, Tara. We should keep it in fucking. This is how we're no introductions this week because our guest doesn't actually need an introduction. If you ever hated the fact that you couldn't afford certain electronics like televisions, like cars, and then you went online and you Googled this asshole, and he was breaking your favorite things. Well, that's our guest today. What have you been breaking recently?
God. He's crazy.
Yeah, we're gonna.
I wish I brought the hammer.
That's almost as dangerous as a long gun.
What have you been busting lately? Oh no!
Do I really have to break it out again?
Every episode, right?
You need to get one of these, man.
Does that actually shoot anything?
Oh yeah, it does. He's from Texas. It's gonna do it.
It's Texas. It doesn't exactly pack that much of a punch, but against an iPhone, it'd do pretty well.
Oh, it actually shoots like deadly stuff. Okay.
So that company should like
it's what they call a gun.
Blocking it on stream.
Actual gun. Although, Plane Rock, I have a great video idea for you. It's trendy. It's hip. It'll go viral. I'm telling you. Buying Putin's mom's Matryoshka dolls and destroying them with a hammer. What's your thoughts?
Where would I get those?
Oh, you'd have to steal them, buddy.
you'd have to go to Russia.
You'd have to do some CIA shit and get it. Like, I'm not saying I'd recommend it, but it would be a banger viral video. I'd click and watch it.
Yeah, it would be.
I'll keep that in mind. But like, back to a question. You said like, are you smashing recently?
Yeah,
I'm destroying my mom's Rolex for a video. She gave me a Rolex to destroy for a video, so that's pretty neat of her.
Let's go.
Really shows how much she supports me.
So, that's crazy. Go, son. Here's a Rolex.
Oh yeah! I wish I brought it.
You could get it right now. I'm just saying, if you were to like blow up any other like, that's a surprising step up from a fucking iPhone and shit too. Like Jesus, how much are Rolex are like what $10,000 a piece now?
It's one of the cheaper models. It's like the Datejust, like just the base model. So it's
he says
cheap,
the
but...
cheap base model, the one that the like, presidents wear.
Yeah, it's like. I'm in the middle of destroying it. You can see how fucked up it is, kind of.
Oh, damn, let's go.
You know, that's like crazy, man.
Oh my God.
He's like, it's a Datejust, a cheaper model, you know? The ones that presidents
like,
wear.
I know, like, they're not really desired by Rolex collectors because I was in Las Vegas a week ago, and with my mom's rich friend, and he had, like, a $200,000 Rolex, and he says it's $200,000 because it's very hard to get.
You really have to preface that by saying my mom's rich friend.
I don't know. Yeah, that's the best way to describe it.
Yeah, no, $250,000.
Pretty self-explanatory once he's flexing.
Yeah, and he says that
chopping
like,
the hand
the
off a
Rolex
rich man
is,
and destroying his watch.
Like, and he says like the only Rolexes you can get right now is the base models because the rest, the higher price ones are just like out of stock and take many years to build now. So yeah, that's why.
Damn, supply chains be screwing over rich watch buyers too. Christ.
Yeah, think of the rich people, guys. They're suffering
too.
Yeah,
seriously.
Speaking of watches, did you guys see the lifestyle guru / crypto expert that got shot in New York last week or a couple days ago? because of his watch.
What?
How's that? Speaking wait, of whoa, watches, no, no, no. How, what's the segue? Speaking of watches,
yeah. Well, the reason he was shot is because he had a $100,000 watch on his wrist, and they stole the watch. Okay, yeah, that's why.
Yeah, makes sense.
Oh, oh wait, yeah. hold on. Did they really have to add crypto investor to that? Like, that should have just been any random rich dude.
Not even crypto investor. Crypto expert. Crypto expert.
Hexagon profile picture. Murdered.
Yeah. Yeah, I asked my mom's rich friend with the Rolex if he was ever afraid of getting robbed, and he says no because he like conceals carries.
Okay. Well,
yeah, so do the criminals.
Yeah, so get that crypto investor should have done that.
You just can't do that in New York, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you just, there's criminals carry weapons. They just, they operate in like a larger pool, you know? It's like a battle royale. Like, you're just like one team. They're like eight sometimes. That Rolly will feed a family for fucking, for a while. So,
yeah.
It'll happen. But yeah,
that's
so
a lot of fentanyl.
The guy got shot, though? Like, just.
Yeah, he got shot.
What cryptos did they tell you that he was like an ape buyer? Did he buy the apes?
Doge.
Okay, he bought the Doge.
Yeah, Dogecoin.
Oh, you gotta he's already suffering enough. You gotta kill him.
He's a French native now living in Hong Kong.
Well, now he's not living anywhere.
His name is Peric? Peric Jamal. Or something like that.
Dude, it sounds like The Onion wrote this.
That sounds just like a Joe Mama joke. His name just sounds like Joe Mama joke.
Yeah. Apparently, his companion, a 25-year-old woman, jumped on the gunman's back before he shrugged her off and fled.
Oh, so it was just natural selection then, because she didn't seem like the brightest bulb in the fucking kitchen. Oh, he has a gun. Let me jump on his back. I'm not saying you're...
Monkey style.
You're not a dumbass, but you're pretty much a dumbass.
Yeah, that's pretty dumb.
But, like, wait, isn't that, like, shitty, though? Like, he must have failed in crypto hard. You're right, King. Like, Doge must have fucked him, because, like, if you're a crypto investor, what's a 100K watch, yo? Like, come on, get rid of it. Like, who cares?
That's stupid, because I put, like, $600 in Dogecoin at the peak, and right now I'm down $400.
I'm
embarrassed to take it out right now.
Hey man, liquidate it, write it off as a loss, spend it on candy, you're better off.
You're right. See, there you go.
Speaking of violent financial
advice.
did you hear a couple of YouTubers? They got 7 years in prison for doing like one of those 24-hour challenges in a Target.
Oh yeah,
yeah. See, I thought like time shifted, like time dilation happened from like that movie Interstellar. I'm like, this shit happened like 5 years ago, right? Like the whole 24-hour challenge.
It happened again. They came back to do it again.
Yeah, late February. It was Saucy and something else were their names. I watched the video, though. I made a video on it.
Well, Caleb, you can explain it in further detail, because I think the audience should know about stupid 24-hour
brains. They didn't even... First off, they didn't even stay 24 hours.
Well, none of them do, right?
Bullshit. They went at 9 p.m. as they were closing, and then they got out as they were opening at 8 a.m. And they just, walked around a store for, like, all night, kind of, and then they were talking about, having to pee... And they brought their own shitter. They didn't use the bathrooms. They brought their own like dookie container, and they brought their own like little pee container.
Why?
Brought their own little shit bar.
Yeah, their own shit bottle and their own piss cup. And then they, I genuinely don't like it. It was stupid.
They found the nice spigot and they wiped their ass.
It was just like the pinnacle of stupidity. It was really embarrassing.
Yeah. Right now, that video has 167K views. Do you think that's worth getting almost 7 years in jail?
They asked for 50,000 likes. Look how many likes it has.
Wait.
4K likes.
They're a little far off the discrepancy. I kind of want to do it. I want to make a video on that even too, because like you think about it, 7 years in prison for that many views though, like they're kind of infamous, to be real though. Like now they'll be remembered is a thing, right? And isn't that what people want on YouTube, to be remembered?
Kinda.
Wow. Like, look, I think this is just a thing that'll just die off quick.
They're not an hour branch of YouTube. This is like fucking, they're like the messiah for like crappy 24-hour channels.
I forgot. there was also a part in the video when the woman, I think her name is Saucy. I can't remember the channel's names, but the woman was standing there pretending to be a mannequin, which was actually a little bit funny. And then the husband or the boyfriend, whatever, the male comes up and just squeezes her titty in the video. And then just, and it's like they leave that in. They leave in there. It's a video made for babies because no adult man would ever watch this.
Well, I think that's a little offensive to our audience, Caleb. I think embryo's the right term.
Right.
I believe the average age is dead to zero.
Yeah.
Kids shows sometimes include adult jokes,
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
That's true. You
gotta include some sex appeal for the adults watching.
Some sex appeal.
They were on that Kim Kim Kardashian grind set.
When they have to hide like adult jokes and shit in like the Disney movies, yeah, absolutely. 100 exactly. It's like here's your dick joke for like the for the adult watching. Anti-Semitism and the whole Disney stuff. But
do you,
hey, you catch me saying that?
Do you put any adult jokes in your videos, Plain Rock, when you're destroying iPhones?
Yeah, sometimes if I think it fits good, if it's like a really good joke.
Good, that's good. Do you try to go after a specific audience, or do you just destroy shit and just have fun?
Yeah, like I just like upload it to YouTube, do whatever I want. I don't really try to appeal to any type of audience, but like my audience right now is kind of early teens. Like I don't know what I could do different to appeal
to
older people.
Breaking
but,
tech, yeah,
yeah. I guess
when I saw you bought your new Tesla, sorry, we got the delay. When I saw you bought your new Model S, I was like, "There's no way you're breaking that, are you? Are you? Will it?"
Model S? No, I already destroyed a Model S, so there's no point.
Oh my god!
No way.
Come on, brother. Yeah, did you not see the video? He had a flamethrower on the leather there.
I did not see
that. To be fair, though, Elon Musk did destroy his own Cybertruck when he tried to promote it the first time.
Oh,
that was
yeah.
the funniest shit when he tried breaking the window.
That was so funny.
And he
funny.
Destroyed his first
like,
Roadster
well, that
by
happen.
Launching it into
Let's
space.
Let's try it again. Right?
Well, didn't Elon say if you can get the supercar that's floating in the stratosphere right now, you can keep it? He actually said that. Yeah, you can keep the Roadster that they launched in the shuttle. So, you know, if you could dig it out from the space, you absolutely can get yourself a
if
free
Tesla.
If you can
violate international law and fly above the stratosphere.
We're not for the record on YouTube, we do not recommend violating international space laws.
Well, what about that guy? We already talked about this once, the dude who tried to fly up to prove the Earth was flat.
Yeah, we did.
He could have got the Tesla. Die or something?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. No, he did die.
He died.
That's what we call the old Darwinism war.
Thank
you for your sacrifice.
Thank you for your sacrifice. Now I know I should never launch myself into space with a Ed and Eddie rocket.
Could you imagine what I have to imagine like it's like the cake farts girl. Like he wakes up that day and it's like, let's get this done. Just like let's figure out space.
Let's get this done, bro. I'm gonna
Oh my god.
That's so funny. Just start doing shit.
Did you
let's
know that
get
our,
this
our,
done.
Our producer titled the segment in our latest episode where we were talking about Amaranth's farts. He titled it Amaranth is a woman Elon Musk or something. In our podcast, that was
she
the name of the
is
chapter.
Though. You guys
She's
know if Elon no listen, I believe that because if Elon Musk was a woman, I bet you'd be the first CEO to have an OnlyFans, 100%. He'd be selling feet pics.
I think you're right. I think your Tesla.
He did
actually sell
like Tesla
bricks,
under
right?
woman's underwear that says "sexy" on them one time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, ladies, you ain't looking sexy wearing no Tesla underwear. That's for sure.
And he priced it at I think $69,420.
Of course, he sold out instantly. I wonder if there's like a secret mode in the Teslas, like you know how they have like secret Easter eggs. If there's like one that leads to like Elon's like fucking OnlyFans, like it's just hidden deep within the system's firmware settings and shit. No, so the other day is
Elon's
I got invited. I mean, to be fair, what kind of do you think Elon watches? As a rich as the richest man on earth, what genre would he be watching? I think it's straight
it's absolutely
hentai.
3D Robot hentai. Like,
I feel like the richest man on earth probably doesn't watch.
Right? Yeah, he could probably like, just like pay people to fuck
like
in front of him.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Elon and MatPat to get together. They both never watch
a live performance from Johnny Sins.
You think, like, if Elon gets down with, like, MatPat, it's like, you want to watch porn? Matt's like, no, I don't watch
porn. No.
Elon's like, I don't either. We're just going to hire the actors. Yeah. We're going to have a live performance.
Isn't that what strip clubs are for?
Elon's like, no.
No touching. You guys ever been to a strip club?
Yeah, I have.
You ever been to one in West Virginia?
No. No.
Wait, what? Why?
I know there's a severe difference. You want to know what the difference is? Let me tell you what the difference is. So when I was in Washington, like when they dropped me in, because I was flying home from Houston like 2 months ago.
Yeah, drop you from the battle bus? Okay.
Yeah, so they had the PCR testing, right? And like, so basically they delayed my flight from Houston to Canada. And so my PCR test had to be like done within 72 hours. So when they like booked my next flight, the next day I was like, oh shit, the test fails. And it's like, well, if you got that COVID, you ain't flying over there, brother. And I was like, oh shit, okay, do you have any other option? We could send you to Washington. And I was like, right now? And I'm like, okay. So they fly me into Washington Dulles, and I had no idea what it was. I'm like 45 minutes away from the capital. If I'm not mistaken, that's like Virginia, right? That's just, you're in Virginia when you're orbiting around it. Virginia was dead as fuck. Of all place. I was like, I walked in, I'm like, this place is deader than hell. Mm-hmm. That's why I met Internet of Jay there. Like, we were there like 10 minutes like away from the capital. He, like, as soon as I landed, he like texted me. He's like, bro, I just saw that you posted you were in Washington. You want to meet up? And I'm like, it's midnight. Sure, why not? And then we went and had a beer and everything, and then I went to the Capitol.
Bro, that
and
is
I almost
more
got, you know,
sus
railed
than a character from Among Us.
It is. We I remember when we said that in our videos for like a month. Like, let's see how far we can. Yeah. He's surprisingly a tall guy. Like, when I met him, he was like 6 foot like one or some shit. I was like, damn, this guy ain't beefing around. But that was a good one. Like, we had one drink, and then I went to the Capitol, and I almost got diddled by the, you know, security guards and shit like that. But point is, that story, when you're in Virginia, you don't want to go anywhere near a club. I had to stop at a CVS pharmacy to pick up a cable for the phone, and this, like, crackhead was, like, orbiting around my car like it was Jurassic Park for a second. He's like, James Earl? I'm like, no.
Shout out to my two friends from Virginia I visited on my road trip. they claim Virginia's very nice.
I'm from Virginia. It is beautiful, but it's I'm from the western part, so it's like just like woods and mountains and shit. There's nothing to do.
Friends is from Richmond, and the other one is I forgot.
Yeah, Richmond, that's down, that's like in the like central Virginia. The there's a lot to do. I mean, there is a lot to do there. There's like hunting, heroin, fentanyl, meth, you know.
But if you combine all of them, then you have the best hunting experience.
You combine all of them for a really good time.
Yeah.
A great childhood.
Yeah, like when you go hunting, it's just like your hunting experience just becomes like Super Mario Brothers, like turtles fucking jump on that shit, dude. Let's go.
Yep.
And then it turns out you're actually in the middle of a city and shooting people.
Oh my God. Yeah, it could be. I mean, I think the likely scenario is like the federal agents, the fine feds and the parks and, you know, the park, whatever the group is, they'll put you in the heroin tank. Yeah. I have to imagine that happens a lot, though. Some dude running naked buck wild through the woods high as fuck. That's probably a common thing.
Yeah.
More common than you would think.
I've never seen it, but yeah. Comment.
I mean, you literally said like three of the four things to do in West Virginia involve illicit narcotics.
Yeah, so
of course they're gonna come by.
Just for clarification, I lived in Western East Virginia.
Oh yes, Western East Virginia.
So like,
can we
Virginia?
Can we look up the atlas on
Virginia,
this one?
Like the western part, and then there's West Virginia right here.
Oh, even deeper. Like,
yeah, there's
deep.
Like another state, a whole other state. Okay. When I say I live in the western part of Virginia, I mean I live in Virginia. Not West Virginia.
He lives. He's kind of like, you know, he's rimming West Virginia.
Yes, exactly.
At that point. Yeah.
You can see the there's a solid drop off in quality of roads when you cross the state line.
Oh, all the roads were shit when I was in Virginia. So I don't know. I don't know what the hell you meant solid drop off.
Dude, they turn into dirt trails.
Yeah,
hey,
I don't think I visited that part.
Dude, I would take dirt trails over Montreal any day of the week.
It's a third world country.
The fact that you can publicly admit you live in Montreal and just like not be absolutely ashamed of it shocks me. Like, god damn.
That is embarrassing.
Thanks,
and I'm
bro.
From Virginia.
I'll take that as a. When
are you gonna move? No, I'm kidding. Montreal, listen. Montreal is a nice party city. I'll say that much. Because there's two good things about it. It's like getting wasted in Montreal is fun, and then they have like food in Montreal, which is like fun. And I'm not talking about poutine because poutine's like one of the worst fucking Canadian inventions anybody could make.
Poutine is so good.
Dude, what it's literally fries, gravy, and cheese curds.
Although there is a store in Montreal that they changed the branding from called it something else instead of poutine to fight the war. They're doing their part.
People got offended because it was named poutine before like the whole like Russia thing happened, like they, so that's why I think some changed it because of that.
Wow.
Yep.
That's on the same tier as people who are like Russian cafe. They're like, ha, look at that, fucking spies operating in our country. Yeah, no,
bro,
but, like,
I mean,
aside
and
from,
remember the Hololive thing that Ruscio was banned from Hololive, like the VTuber. So in the English translation to the press release, they didn't write Ruscio, they wrote Russia. And they got a ton of negative attention because they misspelled it in the English translation of the article.
You know who else misspelled Russia the other day and found Ruscio? My dad. I went over to his house and he was just like trying to look through like the news and shit, and he's typing in like Russia, and I think he was having like a brain fart or something. He's having like RUS, and then like the autofill is like HIA, and he like clicks that. He's like, "What the fuck is this cartoon?" And I was like, "No, Dad, hold on. Let me re-Google it for you. Did I actually spell Russia?" You guys like fucking Hank Hill when he like saw, "What the fuck is this cartoon right here?" Trying to look up Russia, and I'm like, "No, Dad, this is a whole different thing." And then he asked me about the controversy, and I was like, "I don't know, Dad. She had a guy, and no one could tolerate it, and it's Japanese stuff." And he understood it at that point. He was like, "Yeah, he knows. Things get wacky out there." Speaking of things getting wacky, King can. I want to definitely re-stress the first time I met Plain Rock. It was a party in Los Angeles. We had Airbnb'd a place in Hassan Piker's neighborhood, West Hollywood.
And thanks again for inviting me.
Oh no, anytime, dude. This is what happened. Okay, so like we come over. I'm already piss wasted. Okay, I'm pulling up a blood alcohol content of no. You ain't like I was to sit in a car, the keys would levitate away from my body and say, no, not today. No. Divine intervention.
Real that night. And even of me, too.
No, because I remember that night. Because I remember, like, the last person that I remember showing up was, like, Bo Blacks. That's it. Mm. After that, I was, like, gone. But, like, I remember, like, the first thing I met Plain Rock, I'm, like, saying hi to him. And I remember at that point, I broke my fucking Samsung phone, like, the little fold ones. And I was supposed to, like, I think we were supposed to let you like just break it there at that point, but then I was
you promised you were gonna let me break it.
I know. Well, you can break it next time we see, because there ain't no way I'm going to Samsung and getting this shit fixed. And then the next morning,
I thought you said it was our fixed without repair.
Yeah, no, like I came home and like I fired it up, and quite literally it operates now. It actually fires up. Like all the screens and everything work, so it's like it's not a dead product.
Yeah, that's but he broke it because it's not waterproof, and he jumped into the Airbnb's hot tub with it in his pocket. And then
I do think a good follow-up, a great follow-up idea, next time you're all in LA, destroying Hassan Piker's Porsche with hammers.
We can also destroy his fucking mansion.
All right, guys.
This is in Minecraft. In Minecraft.
In Minecraft, of course.
Hassan, I am not a part of this.
He
I did destroy a house too, so I do have the experience.
Wow.
Wait, no, explain to us about the house now. I've watched your video. I haven't seen the house. Please.
So my parents bought a house that was just like very outdated. Like everything inside of it was like from the 1950s, 60s, 70s. I don't know.
Yeah,
they wanted to remodel it. So yeah, they let me like destroy like every single like old fixture in there for a video. And when the remodelers came to like clean stuff up and start setting up to remodel, they were like kind of freaked out by all the damage I did. They thought it was like a renter's house where the renters got evicted and the renters got mad and just destroyed everything, because like almost everything the randomest stuff I destroyed for a video was just like, yeah, just kind of freaked them out a bit.
Do you ever have any like legal issues to worry about when you're breaking shit like this? Like you're out there busting up houses. Do you ever like get in trouble with the city?
like my parents like, yeah, owned that house at that point. So okay. I don't think it was a problem. Like, yeah, I don't think. Yeah.
Tesla, which like, listen, we've all read in the news. Oh, Lordy, that Tesla blows up on you and you're going near one of them in a fucking flamethrower. Like. Do you ever like worry about your health sometimes too? Like, what are the like the safety precautions when you do this? Because it's got to be safety. Like, depends.
Like you've seen that, you know, sometimes safety glasses and sometimes winter gloves for safety.
Yeah,
that's pretty much it.
Have you ever thought like? Have you ever like when the Tesla video or like in the house? Have you ever thought like just getting like a you know M16 and just like laying a fucking magazine into the side of it or something? Or is that like?
I think unsafe usage of guns is not allowed on YouTube, but everything else unsafe I do is probably.
Would it really be unsafe if you had like a safe environment to do it in and you use it as target practice? Like just
afraid of just bullets ricocheting and just
I wouldn't shoot angled metal. Dude, there's like so much shit on fire right now around my house. It's crazy.
Yeah, you were tweeting about it too. You were like, this place is, because what's going on in Texas again, right?
Yeah. There's like, I took a picture. Tara will put it in the video, I'm sure. But from my fucking window, I'll post it in our Discord. I'm not sure if I can post it.
Yeah, I don't think you can do it over here, but I actually want
to. Let's see. Yeah, you can literally see them. They're like 10 miles away from my house. I'll put it in the Discord and I'll see if I can show it on my camera so you can see it.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when I was on, let me see.
Yeah, here, put the link scary. In, so if you want to open that up yourself.
Yeah, there's just, like, shit just burning off in the distance.
I was on a road trip. There was, like, fires going on down below me in, like, I think around Phoenix, and it was very close to reaching Flagstaff, and I was kind of worried, but good thing firefighters stopped it before reaching Flagstaff. Shout out to them.
Yeah.
That thing tends to be more common in your guys' climate, because me and Nux would not have to worry about forest fires in Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Lizards.
The opposite, actually.
Tense.
How bad of a blizzard did you get in Montreal, actually? Was it super bad for you? Or? Oh, okay. Yeah, you were in like... Okay. Okay. All right. You spent your entire winter in better weather.
He was near the cradle of civilization. Yeah. Babylon.
That's it, baby.
God damn you. No, we had a bad blizzard. I'd actually like... See, this is why I'm happy with Canada. Like, we have blizzards and shit, and I'd prefer that over, like, Smokey the Bear, you know, getting pissed off with the forest fire. Well, yeah, no, absolutely.
I'd rather get covered in snow than burnt.
Yeah, exactly, right? Like, shit. I can shovel snow. I can't fucking shovel third-degree burns, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're pretty
scary. But, like, so, have you ever had, like, a close call destroying something big? Yeah, no, right? Like nothing.
So worst moment I had was actually when I was destroying something at the Gamers from Mars house when I was on the road trip. I wanted to get a video out, and I was destroying the Microsoft Surface phone, and the thing's hinges were so like strong, and I wanted to break it in half, so I was like stomping on it in his driveway, and then I didn't take out the battery, so I burst the battery, and smoke just started pouring out, and all over his driveway and all that, and I'm pretty sure the neighbors are outside. Luckily, they didn't say anything, but yeah, the surroundings there was a very strong smell.
Don't worry, it's just a lithium fire.
It'll be all right. Smell.
There'll be more slaves that'll dig this shit up. Don't worry about it. It's all good.
You made it so dark, Mudahar. You made it so dark.
I didn't make it dark. I was reading that shit on Twitter for the last 4 days.
Right now. We're supposed to not pretend like that stuff exists.
No. Electric cars have no fucking, they have no negative connotations whatsoever.
Exactly.
Building batteries.
I'd argue the stuff I smash is just like less than 0.0001% of all the e-waste out there. Like, even if didn't destroy stuff, most of the like used electronics are going to the landfill anyway.
It's just fucked up that when you said that when the lithium battery like blew up like that, that now in my entire head I'm like, I kind of want to do that to an EV battery now. Like, I kind of want to pay the 20 grand to do that.
That'll be a bigger
I kind of want to get like a big plot of land, get like a nice fucking battery from like one of those Porsches or Teslas. I think they're like 20k, right? And just fucking see what happens. Like that'll last for a while. Like a fully charged fucker.
And by the way, when I destroyed that Tesla, there was no batteries inside of it.
Yeah, you got all this stuff removed, like and everything.
For builds for helping me with that video.
You put it up on a jack and took the giant fucking big ass battery away from it. It's like blow up the rest of the car. No, it was like a
salvage car, so it didn't even have the battery. That's why it was decently cheap.
Okay. Hmm. Okay. So like, how did you? You probably put on a flatbed and moved it. I'm like, how the fuck you move this car without any goddamn engine or anything?
Yeah, Flintstone style.
I have a question, bro. What do your taxes look like? Like, how do you write this taxes? Stuff off as taxes? Yeah. And you're like, okay, Tesla, it's definitely a business write-off. The other Tesla, business write-off.
Yeah. My accountant said since it was like a car and I had to have like the VIN transferred to me that it had to be like written off as like a car, and I had to get him like the VIN and proof of ownership and all of that. So but everything else pretty easy to write off. Like stuff I'm definitely destroying is definitely a write off.
Has Tesla ever like emailed you and said that they watched your video?
And no indication yet, but. I'm pretty sure.
I'm surprised they sold you a fucking car after they've done that. Like, I actually was reading just before I came on here that this one guy. So they actually like unveiled the full self-driving in Canada. I just got into it because I opted in. I'm a safe driver, Elon. Okay, you let me drive it. Okay, whatever. This guy was showing how the car was making mistakes, and he works for Tesla, right?
Yeah.
And they fired him for, like, no policy reasons. Mm. Like, you just can't expose how, like, weird... You can't expose the flaws in the beta, so to speak. And I was like, they gotta have you tagged. Like they had... Like, I believe there's, like, there is actually a tag of, like, people who... Like, notable people who buy. Like, I know Marquise Brownlee, like, he's tagged for... he's an influencer, obviously, for Tesla.
Yeah.
So I was like, you have a video where you're literally blowing up their flagship car... Like, not blowing up, but, like, destroying it, right? Like, if you blew it up, like, classic Hollywood style, that would be, like, you know, something else. But I'm surprised they were willing to sell you another one or, like, just keep you on the registry, you know?
These don't care when I destroy stuff. Like, it doesn't, like, really hurt their bottom line that much, and I'm still, like, buying the product. So that's revenue for them, revenue for me. So I've never had with a company saying, you can't destroy that, take the video off of YouTube.
I know with certain luxury brands, though, they kind of do that. Because, like, I know some of them don't let you sell the car, like, as soon as you buy it. Because a lot of people flip, like, supercars that way, right? Like, they'll buy a brand new for any... But, like, sometimes what'll happen is, like, I think there's even clauses where, like, let's say you wanted to, like, buy a Lamborghini straight from Lamborghini. And you were just like, can I, like... As soon as you buy it, you take it to a mod shop, and I'm like, yo, Nux, let's fucking put some hentai stickers all over this. they'll send their, like, legal team on us or something. Like, some brands do that shit.
Yeah. They'll be like, you can't. Ferrari, I think Ferrari did that with, what's that rapper's singer's name? Is like, Deadmau5 or something like that, where he had, like, custom-painted neon cat Ferrari, and they, like, sued him to, like, remove all the decals and all that.
Which is dumb, because I think if you
sue someone like that, like, what's the grounds for suing someone for, you know, modeling something that they bought? It's their property.
Probably for something like copyright or something like that, since they considered Ferraris just like a work of art.
Well, okay, maybe there's like a part in the clause where it's like, for a one cannot apply cringe to the vehicle. Maybe that's like a thing, right? Like, it'll make Ferrari look bad. But like, I'm just saying, I would get into that lawsuit. I think I might test it. Like I'd buy a Ferrari and I'd put like hentai stickers all over it. You know, like some Hell ordinary yeah. podcast. You'll fight Ferrari, hentai.
XQC.
All
you'll fight the Olympics. Yeah.
Fight tooth to the nail.
It'll be the sequel to Ford versus Ferrari. It'll be like Muda versus Ferrari. I'm gonna win that suit. I'm gonna be the first man to win the civil suit to have hentai on my supercar.
Please, I mean,
like,
do that.
If you do win that suit, you gotta replace XQC's lawyer. You'll beat the Olympics for copyright. They'll just keep going.
You think if Tesla sues you, like if you buy a Tesla Roadster, their supercar, and you put like cringe hentai onto it, they start suing you, and you're like, bro, have you seen your CEO?
Have you seen what he posts on Twitter?
this dude posted a pregnancy test. Yeah. Like what? Like what the fuck do you want? I'd be willing to risk that. I have no problem with the I do have a problem taking a lawsuit in the ass from like Tesla.
Well, yeah.
They would diddle us for sure, so to speak.
Yeah, they're no crypto casino. They actually
used to be able to buy it. You used to be able to buy one of their cars via crypto. I don't even know if you can anymore. I haven't even like looked in their buy now page. I think they used to do it for a little bit, and it was the dumbest purchase. It's like, let me give you this appreciating coin for this depreciating car. And like, there were some dumbasses who were like, "Yeah, shit, why not? Let's go."
Did they do it with Dogecoin or Bitcoin? I forgot.
No, they did it with Bitcoin. They didn't do it with Doge. It was Bitcoin. Yeah, Elon might be the CEO of the company, right? You gotta dream a lot for him to convince the accountants there to accept Dogecoin.
Plain Rock sitting here with his $200 left in Dogecoin, thinking, "Hell yeah, baby!"
That's enough for a down like security deposit on the pre-order, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, like aside from Dogecoin, what other shitty crypto NFT did you ever throw your money into? Don't feel ashamed. We've all made those mistakes here.
Yeah,
it's a safe space.
Everyone in my Twitch chat.
Yeah, when I was first getting into like stocks and crypto, this was bad, but I did invest a few hundred into Bitcoin, but then I saw it went down and I got pissed, and this was like only 3 days, so I cashed out already after 3 days of holding because I was pissed. It was like going down. And
yeah,
turns out crypto is supposed to be very long term.
Very long term. I know, like,
so yeah, that's another dumb mistake.
I know the only way that it was profitable for me was when I first started my deep web stuff way back in the day. Even before then, I was just like buying the Bitcoins and stuff. I was like, this seems like a fun thing to collect. And then the boom happened and I was like, oh, this seems like a fun thing to liquidate. Like after that, I was like, fuck yeah, dude, let's get rid of this.
Yeah.
Shit.
Crypto is, I always like seem to buy like at the height and it always goes down. Buy high, sell low. That's my model.
Well, I think the craziest story here has actually been Caleb's crypto journey, because he bought a shitcoin fucking blew up hard, and then it deflated within like hours. Like he lived the whole Vegas experience with one shitcoin.
Yeah,
what is it? Save the kids?
No. Yes, and I promoted it on my YouTube channel as well. No, it was Askcoin. Yeah, I had like I don't know, like $5,000 in like BNB, and then I just slapped it in Askcoin, and then it went from $5,000. To 12, I sold it, and then it went back. It like started to go back down. I bought back in with all my 12. It went up to like 25, sold it.
Ah.
It went back down, and then put the 25 in there, and then it went to $250,000 overnight while sleeping. And then it was at like 90 the next morning, and I was like, oh my god, I should have sold that. And then I was like, all right, it'll go back up though for sure. Like there's no doubt. And then it just went. Just fucking right to the ground. It was terrible. Now I have like $5,000 left, but
you still holding on to the masses?
No. Actually, let me check. I haven't even looked at it in fucking 3 months.
Yeah, he has
diamond hands.
Nux, have you bought an Nux coin though? I saw that actually when you were telling me about it. Like it was kind of floating around.
No, I did not buy into Nux coin. I also am not affiliated with Nux coin, which is important to mention. I think.
It's absolutely 100. Yeah. You can
Although
sue them
I did
for that though, right?
Gold
like
one.
You did.
I did.
You had like part owner. You bought into the whole. You bought into like one of the most like fucking craziest industries in our time. Actually,
yeah.
I was thinking of doing that. I was thinking of doing that with like oil, but then I was like, man, there was like a lot of shit that went along with it, and I was just like, I'm too fucking lazy to get into it anymore. Like,
are you still gonna invest Artesian Builds company?
I actually would love to still buy it. I'd actually like to buy it, but like I want. So there's a couple things with it. Obviously, I want to like look in their books first. Obviously, because you want to see how much debt they have, right? Like,
yeah,
that's going to be the one thing, because they probably do have like a fair bit of debt. Like, because here's the funny thing about that whole drama, right? Like, a lot of people that covered it, they looked at the websites, so like, oh, tax delinquency, oh, they lost their business license and everything, right? And they created so many narratives from like that information that was just purely speculation, right? Like, just because like your just because your business license is invalidated, right, it doesn't mean that you're like a tax cheat or a tax fraud, right? It literally could mean that you didn't pay like the $600 to, you know, keep the business running every year, right? Like, if you make under a, if you make over a certain amount, I think it's like you do have to pay, or does that get waived in California? Regardless, it's mostly like they didn't pay for that license, it was done. But then like, it was like, oh, they must owe like millions of dollars in unpaid tax debt. And I'm like, you know, that could be true, because when I saw their business, like their streams, I was like, this is done out of someone's basement. Like, this doesn't look like a legitimate company. You know what I mean? This is like some dude's building the, this is like my, it's like if I just pointed a camera, that's Artesian. This is actually better than the Artesian Builds fucking company. You know, this is like, this is up there. But that's, but then like the millions of dollars, I'm like, I'd buy it if they didn't have that. I'd buy it if they had like decent like stock, you know, of like systems. But also, I'd love if they, if I could get in touch with some of their good employees, because they had the connections to like all these companies like Intel, AMD, NVIDIA, so they were able to get parts. As long as you have the logistics done, I don't think it's hard to run a decent computer company, right? Like, you can run, like, if I was to run it, I'd like to build, what were you saying?
It's kind of crazy that like this whole, this company was literally taken down by cancel culture. It's kind of wacky. You very infrequently see cancel culture make such an impact that people take like an actual massive monetary loss. The entire company got defunct, because they a small streamer won a raffle, and then they decided not to give it to their small. People got pissed at them. And
I think what's really like there is that if it was a company like, let's say Pepsi was to be canceled, right, by the streamer community, wouldn't matter anything, right? Because it's like 1%, like not even 1%, like very small minority. But this is a company that actively caters to like gamers and streamers, right? Like, if you lose that connection, who are you selling to? It's not like they're selling to Dell or Staples. They're the ones that are fucking them over in the business, right? They're the actual bigger players. So get out of here. Like, Dell, HP, they're going to throw you out of the game. So you're literally running by on the word of mouth, you know, PR. You're running by on like your connection to the gamers. If I was to run this company, I know that I couldn't just build PCs and sell them, right? Like, everybody else is doing that. If I was to do it, I'd build computers that are like 2-in-1 like systems, you know, virtualized stuff where you could have your stream PC, your gaming PC interacting with each other with like all easiness, right? Like, that you could control different aspects with like a Steam Deck, like something super simple, super secure for like streamers and YouTubers and everyone out there. That would be like a cool thing to do. But that's not what Artesian was doing. Artesian was sitting there just being a pretentious group of jackasses shitting on like, like, here's the thing. I get it. It's a business thing, right? Like, we all have dealt with like advertisers and companies, right? Like, we've all done sponsorships, and we all know that there's targets and stuff to hit, right? Like, we all know this. This is a part of the industry. However, if you're going to run an affiliate system, why the fuck would you let anybody in? Clearly, people you know aren't going to make sales, and then shit on them afterwards, right? Like, why would you do that? You're a dick. Yep.
But PR is important too, right? Like, what were they thinking? How did they think people would react to something like that?
I don't think they had a PR firm. I don't think they had anybody working in their company that was like doing PR relations or anything. I think it was all, if I think of the company structure, I have to think that it was literally just Discount Star-Lord, a CEO, and like 4 or 5 other people building computers. This is not like a proper company, okay? This is like shitty Guardians of the Galaxy fucking sat down and ran a fucking PC company and called it a day. There was no directors, there's no nothing. Like, look, we're outlandish fucking like people, but this is the thing that always shocks me, right? Like, we are wild, crazy characters. In this call, you have somebody that builds virtual machines on a daily basis, somebody that blows up expensive technology, a man that owns a urinal in his fucking room, a person that is like operating. Oh, yeah, we can absolutely see it. Absolutely, right there. It's like a little out of focus.
Fake blur. Oh my god.
He's got a full urinal right there.
It's not fully functional. That's my pisser. It's not functional, though.
We got a man that hosts the most raunchiest Rule 34 tournaments the world has ever seen, okay? Ones that I consistently lose at, despite bringing the best of the SpongeBob porn galleries to, and somebody else just joins me and destroys me. All of those, okay?
Bro.
And yet we all can run companies better. We all can run and bet. We're all actual, like, we can all be perfect. We can all turn off the mask, you know? Like, oh shit, okay, let's be like adults today. Fuck.
It's like, insane. It's really nutty. Holy crap.
Yeah.
I don't understand people that, because like you get people getting canceled all the time for like leaked DMs of them being an asshole to like an editor or something, right? Like, why would you be an asshole to an editor? For your own sake, all right? Okay, you could be an asshole, but for your own sake, you don't think this is ever going to come out and bite you in the ass?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Especially when they're on like calls with everyone. I was on the YouTube community and I saw like a bunch of the smaller commentary like kind of people talking about like everyone records calls, right? Like YouTube calls. And yeah. I was like, oh man, I wish I was never in that community, because no one that I talk to records calls. Like I was like, man, is this the mentality like some people on YouTube have to like deal with? Like, they have to think that everyone they talk to on Discord, recording Skype, or whatever is like they're getting wiretapped and shit. I'm like, no, not that. But you're right, like it does bite you in the ass. Like if you're an asshole to your editor, people are going to save those DMs. People are going to save every aspect of the call you do, and that will come out at some point. Like if you're a dickbag on the internet, you're exposed at some point.
I'm lucky I'm such a nice guy in private because when I got canceled, I had an old editor type guy that he never ended up working for me. He asked me how much I pay editors. I gave him my price at the time. I was much smaller at the time, and he said, no, that's too little or whatever. And I said, okay, you know, best of luck. Have a nice life kind of thing. I was completely cordial. Everything was great. When I got canceled, this is 5 years later, by the way, he posts the DMs on Twitter saying, and he doesn't even pay his editors well. You know, it's like, okay.
Clout chasing.
Like, everyone bandwagons. It's insane.
5 years.
And then years later.
Yeah, that's kind of the same thing.
Later.
Yeah, with... Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of the same thing with Artesian with like the tax stuff you said. Like when people get canceled, they just like dig up like every little bit of information that could be make you look slightly bad and make it like as a big deal, as bigger a deal than what it actually is. Yeah.
But because everyone's trying to get the story, you know, like because it's all going to make its way to YouTube. It's all going to make it to the streams. Everyone has to make it look as juicy as it can, right? And sometimes the story just never is that juicy. It's just a shitty situation.
Yeah,
but,
like friends just like leaking private DMs or private calls. Yeah, I don't agree with that at all. That like, that's like super shitty unless you're like doing something super like illegal. Illegal, I would say.
Yeah, like you know, if we had like a trafficker or something in the YouTube community, like DMs, right?
Leaking
like,
that probably.
Yeah, if it's an actual danger, then okay. Yeah,
but if you just
like
make offensive jokes or something like that, I don't think that should be like leaked unless it's like, I don't know.
My thing is like if somebody's being an asshole, like in private, if they're just like a shitty person, I just like distance myself from them. I don't I'm not going to disparage them in reality.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't get me anything. It makes me look like an asshole. It makes like they're an asshole for sure. I know that like karma is a thing. They'll they'll get their just desserts at that point, but like why even bother getting that's why like even last podcast when I was like, yo Nux, when you get canceled, like you become the lightning rod, but like me and Caleb, we're like fucking distance. Like if we get it, like we're so distant from some of these communities that like if we get shit on, like I mean like there's a detachment, right? There's not like we ever become like the lightning rods, we ever have our like our shit leaked, we ever have like anything going on, or you know what I mean, like I don't know. I guess like drama wise, we tend to like survive if we ever get like into like slight lukewarm water, if you will. But like with you, it's like fucking some guy from 5 years ago when so many circumstances were different, right? Like on your channel and everything.
Yeah.
Digs that up and just like throws it out on Twitter and then gets like thousands of fucking likes or something, right? Because it's all part of that Twitter algorithm, you know, negative sphere. Or whatever.
This week has been insane. There's been so much drama among the VTubers, and I am so happy that I am not part of any of it.
Exactly.
Is he left
any of it?
He's bugging out.
I agree.
Yes.
No!
I...
No!
Yes. We stand with you, Nux. We stand
we
with you.
Say we stand. No, tell us about the VTuber drama, though, this week.
Bro, there was a crazy amount of VTuber drama. Am I still lagging? Bro, this is why we need to do it in
Discord. No, you're fine now. You're fine.
What?
You're fine. I heard of this bunny girl.
There was a crazy amount.
Or whatever.
Yeah, so that was one of them. Bunny got canceled by... Like, I'm friendly with her. And I'm also friendly with the people that canceled her. Which, you know... is awkward a little bit. So, I mean, I'm not trying to. She apparently manipulated people in the past, and she felt bad about it, and et cetera, et cetera. It's, I don't know all the details exactly, but one thing that was funny, you know Admiral Baru? He's like one of the biggest Twitch streamers.
I've never heard of him.
So he supported her. And yeah, like he called a bunch of the other people, like he called one of the girls that was calling out Bunny, like he called her a bitch. And then more info came out that he was like behind the scenes convincing people not to be friends with Bunny and or not to be friends with people that don't like Bunny. It, whatever the whole story was, he ended up releasing a twit longer. I don't want to get into the details because I don't really know. He released a twit longer apologizing for his bad actions and stuff, and then he'll grow, etc. He made a continuous and severe lapse in judgment. And Toast, disguised Toast, replied to him with like one of those "this you" tweets.
I saw that.
Where when Toast got banned on Twitch for watching anime, Baru said, "This man, he deserves it," or whatever. Like, because, god damn it, this I man agree. Deserves it because no.
Every time he wants to give this juicy story, he's like,
my internet's good, okay? My internet's great.
Yeah, the VPN's fucking everything up, man.
VPN's a scam.
It's not the VPN.
It is the VPN.
No, you know what it is? It's the secret council of the Twitch Illuminati fucking you up. They don't want you leaking this shit out. The moment you mentioned disguised Toast, it all went to shit.
I will say, now
it seems like ever since all this drama shit has come out, I feel like a lot of the Twitch community is like very high schoolish, like very high school clicky, you know? Like on YouTube, we all sort of have like our own space. Like I find on YouTube, like there's like communities are very distant from one another, right? Like there's so many different types of communities and they're all like doing their own thing. With Twitch, it's like everyone just knows each other. So when like something fucking happens, they all jump in onto the pile. They all start forming the fucking clans. It's like Game of Thrones, but just weird. Way more fucking way more neurodivergent, if you will, for lack of a better term out there. But yeah, that's generally the vibe that I've been getting. But yeah, no, fuck, I don't know, man. Like the whole VTuber sphere, it's like a lot of it just seems like it really does seem like Japanese era business management. You know how like some companies over there have like the most outlandish, archaic business designs in terms of like talent, and it just gets reflected into the community. Because like one of the games that I really enjoy
all this
playing,
drama,
right?
This
like
is
when I do
American
get a chance to play
VTuber
it,
drama. This is all American,
but they kind of still.
This has nothing to do with the Japanese.
I don't
companies.
Know what community scares me most: the VTuber community or the commentary community.
True. I think it's the commentary community. The VTuber people can be like generally very nice. It's just like there's communities that form for sure. Like
it's, like very strict. Like I'm very just strict. Like if you accidentally show like, a little part of you, I think they're like. Ban you or something like that, or just like don't watch you anymore. I don't know how that works. I'm not too into the VTuber
community.
You're
not a virgin anymore. You're not pure. You've been tainted. They've seen your fucking skin. How dare you? Like what the fuck?
Oh yeah.
No, that's
nah, although thanks, there are like controversies all the time when like a VTuber does a face reveal or whatever, and they're like, "You're destroying our immersion. How can you do this?"
Yeah,
people
yeah, go yeah,
into like
yeah.
meltdown mode about it.
Man.
Shown their face before, start like try VTubing, and then the whole VTubers that don't show their face just pile on top of them. Like, I'm pretty sure PewDiePie tried that, but... and someone else. I think that's a thing sometimes, but it's not too big of a drama thing.
Well, I know some big creators tend to be like VTuber avatars. It's like VTuber avatars jump in, like for big creators. Like, I know when Pokimane was doing it, they're like, wow. This person's just like culturally appropriating our VTuber shit.
Yep.
Like,
yeah,
we use this to stay anonymous, and she's just taking advantage of it. I'm like, dude,
yeah.
If I wanted to like look like Indian Peter Griffin on fucking Twitch streams, you bet your ass I'm gonna look like that. I don't give a fuck. Like, get out of here. Yeah, I don't even care. Actually, I'm glad to laugh this morning though, because like last night I was in like extreme doom scrolling mode. Like I was super doom scrolling. Remember like 3 weeks ago, Caleb, when after the podcast we were just like on nuke maps the whole time?
Dude.
Bro, that's what I was doing the whole night. I'm like nuke maps. I'm like fucking reading up on like Mervs the whole. I'm pretty sure I'm on a watch list this morning. Like, you know, with my fucking ass. Yeah.
The only difference between you being on on a watch list and having some kind of 3-letter agency knock down your door is the words "how to build."
That I wouldn't say that I did Google that. I did. Because, like, okay, I fell down, like, this weird rabbit hole. Because, like, Vice, out of all places. Like, so Vice does a lot of stuff where it's, like, they have really shitty, like, articles no one cares about, mm-hmm. right? And then sometimes they have, like, really good documentary stuff. Where, like, they were doing this one where it was, like, what would happen if, like, a dirty bomb blew up in, like, New York, right? Like, so dirty bomb in this case is, like, it's just, like, third party, like, you know, uranium and shit that, like, you know, a lot of people, like, terrorists
could buy. Yeah, like what we left behind in Iraq.
Tara, you might have to, Tara, you might have to, like, cut that, like, one mention of the T word out. But, like, when they have, like, they buy the product, right? Like, the raw materials, and, like, they can blow it up. And that can be way worse. Like, apparently I was reading, like, the actual explosions, like, are less. But like, obviously the radiation Fallout. And, like, all that, it's way worse. Yeah, it's way worse. They could, like, contaminate, like, New York City for, like, decades at that point. And I was like, dude, I was falling into it. And then, obviously, you know, the whole doom scrolling, because it's, like, every time you look, like, this, like, last night, it was, like, one side, we're definitely never surrendering. And then it's, like, oh, man, this is not, like, dying down, you know what I mean? It's not, like, dissipating, if you will. So, yeah, I was stuck in, like, doom scrolling shit. And, like, last night, it was just, I was like, man, I don't know. Like, I don't know. This is a weird world. So, like, this morning, I was glad to, like, see the sun, sit down with the friends, have a good time, you know? Yeah. That's something I can be thankful for. That's something I just wanted to, like, fucking keep dropping down an emphasis, because it's like, shit. It has been, like, a wild last couple
weeks,
for sure. It really
has, for everybody. Especially Ukrainians.
Yeah. I mean, for the last 4 weeks of them dealing with their stuff, yeah. I mean, as a world, it's like, I don't know. Like, I'm going to sound, like, really, like, I'm going to sound, like, what is it? What is that thing? Like, really hopeful and everything. But I just wish we all got along. Cliche. You know what I mean? I just wish we all really did. Yeah, like, really cliche. World, like, I kind of wish. Yes.
I mean, I.
Yeah, like, I kind of. Yeah? Wait, Nox, you were saying what?
Stop pausing every time I make, like, a little note, and then you hear it, like, 2 minutes later. I'm delayed, okay? You're in the future for me.
No. Get fiber. You're in the future, guy. What the fuck? We are in the past.
Off. You're getting ripped off.
It's the VPN.
Yeah, they're screwing you up for the fiber. You need to go to Elon Musk and get fucking Starlink, bro. You need to get that Starlink shit, dude. The stuff that connects right to the satellite. What the fuck?
He's got got DSL uplink to fiber. Is what he's got.
Amaranth's the Elon Musk for women.
She should start her own, like, internet service provider, so nobody can, like, take away, like. I feel like that's the kind of business she's gonna get into. Because, like, last week when, like, Caleb was telling us she was, like, racking in $40 million in revenue, I'm like, she's just multiplying that revenue stream
she's
like
a genius,
no tomorrow,
dude. I got a fart. You want to come over and smell it?
I want to, but you said it's rancid.
It is rancid. There is shit in that jar because it still stinks.
You think she actually did it, or is she, like, outsourced
it? Dude, I don't know.
Shit?
If she did, I'm hoping she outsourced it.
Because are you going to get it, like, actually DNA tested? Because you said he had a
I don't know. I think is it a wig? A hair from a wig? It looks like a hair from a wig.
Okay, bro, who the fuck is wearing a wig pube? Like, come on.
The pube was a joke. That part was just a mere joke. I don't know if her pubes look like that, she has probably the most magical pubic hair in the world.
Oh, I'm not getting into this. I'm not.
You gotta get it tested, though. I feel like you should. I feel like
I will.
You have
I'll send
to.
It away.
Like it's got to go to, like, fucking, you know, Baylor Genetics or something, and they got to be able to, like, check your shit. Because there's no way, like, I believe that she handcrafted, butt-crafted 1,000 fucking jars.
Dude, I sure hope she did. If so, I mean, that's just so smart. She's a genius.
You think she had, like, Netflix on, and she was just, like, laying back on her couch, just, like, connecting a jar into her ass, like, fucking every once in a while? That's another grand.
He keeps turning his camera
another
off.
Another grand right there.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
I feel like that's what Amaranth might have. And it's funny because, like, people are paying, like, a grand for it. I'm surprised, like, she wasn't. I think she sent out some of the jars for free, though, to, like, streamers as well. Like, I think maybe Charlie or something got, like, a free jar because I saw he had a thumbnail on his channel of him in, like, a hazmat suit with her jar. And I was like, I just want to make the video for it. Like, mathematically, you cannot get her fart. Like, we all know this, right? Like, by rules of physics and thermodynamics, you literally cannot have an amaranth fart. Because if she's transferring it through the air, the fart dissipates through the small crevices in the mason jar. You're not getting the
fart. It smells like a fart.
You're a non-believer. It's liquid
ass, bro. Dude, I swear to God, I have every brand of liquid ass that I've just bought for videos many times. It smells nothing like it.
You're talking like a fucking sommelier. Like, just
oh. Dude, I swear. I mean, expert. It's earthy. It's nutty. It's chocolatey. It's sulfuric. It's sulfuric. It oh signals the end like times. It's... The first time I smelled it, I just had visions of an apocalypse. Oh. It smells like a dirty bomb. Oh.
It's gotta be so unsanitary.
Dude, I've smelled it like, so you know
the
many thing, times.
The way that you described it, the, like on a, after the video, you're just like...
Everyone I know, I've made smell it.
I the way that you just described it made me smell it. Like, I smelt it myself just now. Like, that face I made was not a face I made out of nowhere. It was like, I literally, as you described, it's a nutty earthiness. I like, oh no. Yeah. Oh God.
Just like, you know how sometimes you fart and it just smells so bad and you're surprised? Yeah, that's what it smells like.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
That's not her. That's not from her asshole.
It smells so familiar.
Dude, there's no way it lasts that long. Like,
it does, man. It does, yeah, for sure. Because you got to think it's denser than atmosphere, so it sinks, right? Like that's not. It's not gonna. It's not like a noble gas. It's not trying to become part of the atmosphere.
My guy, you know nothing about methane.
You just describe this with the.
Well, that methane isn't the only thing that stinks and farts. There's actual particles of shit.
Yeah, there's I do like know amino about acids methane. And all that crap.
I wish this was alcohol right now.
Yeah, I really kind of wish I had a sip drink. Or at least not sugar free, right? 1:30.
Yeah.
Well, how many other like Twitch ASMR artists do you think are gonna actually make their own fart jars now? Because she's kind of like paved
you
the
mean
industry,
ASMR
you know?
Fartists?
I'll feed in the bathwater.
Well, it did, yeah. That is kind of like the precipitation. But there was that girl. Remember we talked about her on the podcast. She went to the hospital for selling her farts.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
was a couple months ago.
Dude, she made $200,000 off her farts. $200,000.
That's
dude. Some people just live on easy mode. Like some people really do. But you know what? She's obviously providing a service. Okay, by laws of capitalism, she has plenty of supply as long as there's a Taco Bell to order near her area, and there's plenty of demand for that succulent gas. That I can't deny it for sure, 100%. But doesn't it like does that kind of burn any of us though? Like we kind of have to work our ass off for what we have, and then like. Oh, here's like some. They just come in, like cup
and
their farts, and just sell
works
that
her
shit.
Ass off.
I don't think any of us could sell a fart.
Yeah, literally farts in a jar.
She literally
dude.
Works her ass
she
off.
She works
yeah.
her ass off. That's so funny. We only work our ass off.
How much do you think you could get away with selling one of your farts?
The hydrogen sulfide in my farts is probably denser than hers, so I could probably get a little more out of mine.
Do you think you could sell over $1,000 per jar for your fart?
99 cents max.
I'd buy yours for $1,000.
Dude, that would be so not worth it at all. I would put an ass hair in it.
Why? Okay, then I'd buy it for $1,000.
You could clone
me. Yeah, exactly. I literally have your genetic
dude,
material.
Dude, Plane Rock does
fuck?
Not want to be here right now, bro.
This is the longest subject we've been focusing on. I'm pretty sure it's been like 30 minutes.
Oh well, listen, okay. If you want to listen for a person that breaks houses, okay, and destroys property like that, come on now. Okay, we're talking about something more productive. Yeah, we're not talking about something destructive, Plane Rock.
We're talking about
something
science, methane gas.
Okay.
Yeah. Methane gas is odorless, my friends. Oh my it's not gosh. Actually the part that stinks.
Why didn't you buy her? Why didn't you buy one of her jars and break it yourself? That's you should have been like, a hazmat suit. Fucking got the hammer ready. Been like, all right, boys, we're about to destroy and launch this shit into the atmosphere. Boom!
Biological warfare.
You should have bought it and framed it as like this. This could potentially end the human species and shit right here if we unleash this gas into the world. That would have been something.
Not gonna lie, Amaranth might.
My standard
if she
is
keeps
too
going,
high for
she
your
might break
guises.
The laws of the Geneva Convention.
Yeah, for
I feel like
biological warfare.
Yeah. If she's shipping it to like parts of the world for sure. But you know, somebody like as a man of science, haven't you ever considered buying Belle Delphine's bathwater and thinking maybe I should genetically test this myself?
I think someone already did that once.
I think somebody did, but I feel like that's hearsay to an extent because I haven't seen like the video for it. You know, like I feel like if that was, I'd watch the video, but I don't think anybody. I think people said they tested it, but nobody committed to that. You know,
so we don't know. H3 did the podcast. No, I think that was with saliva. Belle Delphine saliva.
Oh my god! I gotta watch that episode. That. That's fucking impressive.
And like, I'm pretty sure someone else drank the bath water.
I couldn't do that. That's too much.
I think that was pyrocynical, unless he faked it.
I'd fake it. I wouldn't actually chug the bath.
Yo, Caleb, when are you making the video eating the ass hair?
Yeah, free.
I forgot to film it.
Oh, so you did it for
free. Yeah. You're telling me I couldn't film that?
She's like, man, I got an extra with my purchase. Why not?
Oh god. My god!
No, that's a fun one. But yeah, that's
kind of going off of that and trying to change the subject. Like honestly, when I started my YouTube career, like it was like when I started my YouTube channel when I was like a teenager and I was kind of going through a phase and I was just like randomly destroying stuff. And then one day I just decided to record it and now like I turned kind of like a phase into a career. Kind of like, you know how teenagers are like destructive sometimes.
You really tried to segue fart jars into your origin story?
Yeah.
That's smooth.
You gotta admit that was like a pretty
that was pretty good.
That was pretty sick though. That was some like Raid Shadow Legends sponsor shit right there. Good job on that one. But like even as like a kid when you were like fucking destroying shit, what was like the first like expensive like thing you broke, even off YouTube, like not in your career? Like because this origin story, for you to be successful on YouTube, this has to be an innate part of your character arc, you know? Like, nobody wakes up, they make a YouTube channel, it's like, I'm going to break expensive shit. Mm-mm. You're not Tech Racks. You're better than Tech
like
Racks.
Yeah, like, origins, for, like, the first few things I destroyed, like, I didn't have, like, that much money, so I was just, like, buying cheap... I was first starting off destroying stuff in the house that we didn't need anymore or that was already broken. Then I upgraded to buying, like, cheap shit from thrift stores, and I would say, like, the first... expensive thing I was like kind of unsure if it was like worth it or not was buying like pre-ordering a brand new video game from Amazon. I think it was a 3DS game. It was Sonic Boom Fire and Ice, and I thought that was worth it because like you know how mad the Sonic fandom gets, so I thought pre-ordering
don't get me wrong, you did a service for that. I don't give a fuck what the Sonic community's on. Did they get mad at you for it though?
Oh yeah, definitely. But like,
you're on the Sonic
too
forums.
Mad, just like, yeah.
Fuck,
I don't know. I never checked, but yeah, dislikes were decent. Comments were like decent amount of hate comments, and you guys know Ellis Mark, right?
Who?
Ellis Mark, the like kind of like animation commentary.
The Pokemon
Sonic fanboy.
Smash Your Pass guy, well known for smashing Pokemon.
Oh yeah.
Fuck you.
But yeah, he was kind of like a Sonic YouTuber, and the first time I met him in person at VidCon, this was 5 years after I destroyed that 3DS Sonic game, and the first thing he was like, I won't forget how you destroyed that like Sonic Fire and Ice game. That was the first time.
Yeah, you traumatized the whole Sonic community with that.
For you. Yeah.
Yeah, you traumatized those wild ones with that one. No, the Sonic community is interesting because I have a friend who produces content in the Sonic community. Like he does a lot of the thumbnail stuff for people over there, and like they're people that are obsessed with Sonic. Okay, like I'm telling you, like. It ain't just a way to make money. It's like a fucking lifestyle, you know. Like it's an entire. It's, they're innately Sonic lovers, but it was worth it for you to break that game because I did play that game on the 3DS, and it was in fact, it was shit. Like frankly, anybody that gets mad at you for that makes no
and
sense.
And speaking of shit, who's gonna start pioneering the shit selling? I feel like that's a real business.
Oh
that can
my
catch
god,
on.
Are we going back to that when I
shit selling? Damn it. No one. Well, no, I think the shit selling exists in terms of like Sonic stuff for sure. Like we literally did segue into the Sonic community. Like it literally, yeah. You are peddling shit onto the YouTube side. Let's be fucking honest here. Like let's not joke around. Hey, fuck, one of our one Christine Chandler. Okay, one of the biggest. Shit
I knew what was
spewers.
Gonna go there.
What you mentioned, dude? You brought up Sonic. You think I was gonna fucking? You think I was gonna excuse that? Well, you can't mention Sonic and not mention the fucking goddess involved in that. What the fuck?
God.
Yeah, like, get out of here. That person's a literal god right now. And I was, like, reading their stuff last night, too. Like, their god letters. It's getting pretty scary. Like, it's getting to the point where it's, like, they were unhinged before, but now I'm, like, shit, they really think they're Sonic and Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. This is, like, unironic. Like, on that, like, this is, like, the actual meme. Like, Christ.
Yeah, honestly, that's what I kind of associate the Sonic community with.
It's a tarnished community, I'll say, for sure.
Yeah, that's
I watched a bit of Arc's documentary on it, and I was like, this is...
Yeah.
It's I remember, like, coming across it back then. Like, you know, just when it started out, right? Like, this had to be, like, I want to say, like, 2013-ish, 2012, right? Like, when I first started, when it showed up, like, a bit on YouTube, because I looked at it, and I was like, man, this is just, it's goofy, it's a goofy dude, like, whatever. And then it's like, oh, and then, like, the most pivotal thing was the Animal Crossing documentary. So for nobody who has any idea, Christine recorded, like, an hour of them playing Animal Crossing, and the only thing I remember at hardcore is, like, all the animals that he would talk to would just, like, as soon as they saw his character, they fucking run away and, like, get the fuck back into their house. I was like, what do you have to do in Animal Crossing to elicit that reaction from every single character that looks at you? They were like, dude, every character that looked at him was like, oh, hell no, I'm out of here. I'm like, dude, what? Has he taught the AI to, like, hate humans? Nah. Like, what?
Nice, maybe he is a god.
Maybe. But, like, that's what I got out of the whole Sonic community, because it's, like, anytime... And here's the thing, like, it wasn't just him. It was this other video that I saw. It's this funniest video. I don't know if you guys seen it. It was like top 10 hottest Sonic female characters. Have you guys ever seen that video?
I have, yeah.
Hey, that sounds like a Game Theory type video, not gonna lie.
No! So it's not a Game Theory one.
I can see MatPat doing
it. Is it a Watch Mojo video?
No, it wasn't a Watch Mojo video. So this guy who made a video, right? Like, he was like super... Caleb knows, but he was like super, like, I guess how should I say, like, what do they call it? Like, straight edge, right? Is that what they say, right? Like, he was like the super straight edge person. It's like, hey guys, I want to talk about top 10 hottest Sonic female characters. Just get me going. And I was like, at first I was like, this has to be me. I'm being trolled. When I get to the end of the story, you will know that this man was not trolling. So he covers, like, all these Sonic characters, fucking Cream the Rabbit, like, Sally the Acorn and shit. It's like, Sally Acorn's one of the hottest characters Sonic has ever come across. Look at that figure, boys. That is the finest fucking hedgehog I've seen in the market. God damn, look at that ass.
And then, most of the characters are not even teenagers yet.
They're not even fucking kids. They're like embryos still. And then he gets to the end.
He was just ahead of his time. Have you seen the Markiplier video smashing Pokemon? God damn it. Baby stuff, okay?
No. But, like, here's the thing: the Sonic universe, it takes place in Earth a little bit, right? Like, if you watch the Saturday morning cartoons, that motherfucker bleeds into Earth. I'm sorry, but when Sonic comes to my planet, he's following my rules, my consent laws, not whatever the fuck is happening in Mobius, okay? In the Pokemon world, whatever, okay? If they want to fuck Bidoof in the ass, that's on them, okay? That's their universe. That's not Earth, okay? That's not Earth.
All right,
that's not me.
If you want me to change to change your perception a little bit, in the Pokemon first movie, the dub changed the name of a location from, like, a Japanese-sounding name to Oklahoma, okay? So if that changes...
Yeah, they also changed it to, like, Minnesota. I remember that in the movie they referenced Minnesota,
right?
But that's not Earth, okay? I'm sure in, like, I'm sure by, like, the rules of, like, numbers, there's a community of aliens living on, like, another galaxy that have also come up with the phonetic word Minnesota. All right, that probably is a thing. All right,
that's fair.
Their version
that's
of fair. Fucking Hitler might be Minnesota, okay? That might be that. All right, but all like. Right. That's the thing in the Sonic universe. All right, these the heathens out there. Anyways, when you get to the end of this top 10 hottest Sonic female characters, what truly fucking shocked me was at the end of it, the guy dresses up, I think, like Mr. Krabs, and starts dancing in front of like his school like sign, like literally in front of the school sign. Like you could see the school name and everything. And this guy was just dancing in front of him. I'm like, there's no way you could film that, upload it, and then go to school the next day, right? Like, people are gonna know. Everyone's gonna know. I'm just saying. But yeah, that was one of the videos I saw. And then like,
but there, who was that number one? We gotta know.
I think it was Sally Acorn. Oh, Sally! Oh. Sally was being fucking destroyed. I thought it was gonna be Amy Rose for a minute, but I'm like, no, this Sally's got this basic guy. Yeah, no, Sally's got this guy feeling some type of way. I'm just saying, like, this man was horny for Sally. And you can kind of get that feeling through the whole video. Like, he's like, oh, number 11. Oh, here's like Cream the Rabbit. Not really Sally, but like I'll put her in there because there's not a whole lot of chicks in the Sonic universe, and I kind of gotta pat this fucking list out. And that's pretty much the vibe I got. The other ones were like Sonic roleplay videos, like in reality, like there were people dressed up like hedgehogs. There's actually like 5-6 years ago on my channel, there's actually like archives. I don't even think they exist anymore because I was way smaller streaming. I gotta be like streaming to like 50 people at like 2 in the morning watching Sonic cringe, and I'm just sitting there eating potato chips like a Twitch. Like I was kind of pioneering the reaction meta, if you will, right? Ooh. Like fucking, yo! I was sitting there eating Lay's potato chips.
Look at you.
Yeah, dude. Oh, the one night I'm just eating these potato chips, and then this video like starts up, and it's like these dudes dressed up like Sonic the Hedgehog and like Tails, and just running around in their backyard, and I'm like, this is on YouTube, man. Like, dude, somebody uploaded this, okay? Like, I'm not even going to laugh at it because it's like, I feel bad, you know? Like, whatever. Like, the dude gets hit and he's throwing rings around. I'm like, this is something. And they were doing it for, like, anniversary events. Like, the Sonic community really is the truly, like, it's a beautiful, special community on the internet that I don't think anybody can, like, you know, take away. There's no community like the Sonic community, and there never fucking will be. Animal Crossing, close enough, but
yeah. I've never even played
it is
Sonic.
What it is. Bullshit. Never come on. Sonic. You never touched Sonic?
You must have played a Sonic.
Me either. Like, yeah, I've played like snippets just for videos.
You have a fucking Tesla.
No.
Go play Sonic on it. It's on there.
I don't want to crash and die and my last moments be fucking Sonic.
You paid six figures for a fucking car that has Sonic built in, and you tell me you haven't played it?
I'm not playing Sonic on it. I'm playing the fucking Cuphead on it.
Do you know what I did the moment I fucking saw Sonic in my Tesla without knowing? I drove to a fucking Walmart and bought a controller so I could play that on the fucking parking lot. I was like, I GPS'd my route home. I'm like, that's an hour away. Walmart, 5 minutes. I'm going to drop in, get a controller, and play Sonic. And I did. You're telling me you haven't even touched the original Sonic the Hedgehog?
I played, like, half of a level for a video once. If that counts.
If I played it for more than 30 minutes more in my lifetime,
before destroying,
we would not be having
it.
This podcast. We would not be. No, we would not.
Yeah, before I destroyed it. Yeah.
You see, he just committed a sin. But like, if I played Sonic for more than 30 minutes more in my life, like I had more game time, I'd probably be drawing, like, I'd probably be doing top 20 hottest Sonic female characters on YouTube. Like, right now, there'd be a different person on this podcast. And you'd be like,
please upload that video for April Fool's Day. It's very close.
Caleb, you want to do it? You want to do top 10 hottest female, like, hottest Sonic, male Sonic characters? Top 10 fuckable Sonic characters. For me, Big the Cat.
For me, it's the red one.
Mm.
Yep.
Knuckles? Is it because of the Idris Elba voice?
Nah, bro. It's all about Shadow the Hedgehog.
It's all about the hair. It's about the fringe.
Absolutely. Everyone likes those goth girls, you know what I'm saying?
I love that edgy guy. Yeah, edgy.
The Shadow?
Yeah, Shadow.
That's the one game you should have played, though. They gave, like, literally, it's like, imagine if you recolored Sonic the Hedgehog, but you gave him a Glock 19 and just threw him into the open world.
I kind of do it. Actually want to play that now.
Dude, he has an MP5. Like, it's the only Sonic game you'll find with, like, a recolored Sonic the Hedgehog holding an MP5 shooting shit. That's a kid's game. That's a Sonic game, dude. And it has a story and everything. And it's shit.
I never had any Nintendo stuff.
I would, well, it was on Sega, dude.
Ah. Wasn't it on GameCube as well?
Well, like, yeah, when, like, yes. Yeah, they started, like, making the games for like every other console, like during the GameCube.
My friend
era,
had a GameCube, Xbox, always played it, PS2. And I didn't understand.
Don't half-ass the story like that. They only did that because Sega fucked up. Come on now. They used to have their own system, and they're like, we're going to make a Dreamcast. Oh shit, this didn't sell much. I wonder why. Because we made Forklift Driving Simulator for $100 million and it didn't sell. That's why they started making shit for the GameCube and the Xbox. But yeah, no, my most loved game is my favorite video on my channel actually is playing Sonic 06, because it's like, I remember like I had my contrarian phase back then, you know, like, no, it can't be that bad, it can't be awful. So like everyone in my friend group was like, this game sucks, asshole, and I was like, I'm gonna go buy it. And then I come home and I put it in my Xbox 360. I'm like, okay, I don't want to admit that it sucks, but like, damn, dude, it sucks. Like, it's pretty
bad. What
was
the first game you guys played?
That's a good question. I played a first game or like first game that like I actually,
for sure.
First game for me was like Commandos. Like, it's a real-time strategy game on PC. Hard, I couldn't beat it, but I grew up.
So my first game was Elden Ring, guys. I went with the bleed build. It was crazy.
For me, I forgot what my first game is because my mom didn't believe in video game consoles back then, so I never had one when I was like, at my youth. But I remember like some kid on the bus on a field trip letting me play his Nintendo DS, but I forgot what game it was. I think it was like an 8-bit Mario game. I think it was Mario Bros. 3 or something like that.
Oh, okay.
The remake.
Okay.
But yeah, my first like true video game console experience was when my aunt moved to our town and her boyfriend had a Wii and Super Mario Galaxy and Wii Sports. That was my shit.
Yeah, that was always fun. The Galaxy, Galaxy 2 was the shit. Galaxy 2 was a fucking good.
Never played it. Galaxy 2 is a great.
My first game was Combat Evolved.
Halo?
I love when you get to Bowser at the end and Bowser says L plus Ratio plus Maidenless plus Scarlet Rot. Then it's just...
Well, Nox, what was your first game? Was it really Elden Ring? Did you really pop the cherry
Pokemon,
with that?
Nah, I think my first game was Pokemon Fire Red, like for Nintendo Advance.
I remember like when I... the longest game I played was like actually Leaf Green's the exact same generation. Mm. But Combat Evolved? Dude, what the... You started gaming
I got my first console
then,
when I was 9 or something. I didn't have internet until I was like 13.
Okay. Mm. So you're like the second person I know in my life that ever had an Xbox growing up. Because everyone around me was like... So interestingly, like everyone near me was all Nintendo. Like everyone only owned Nintendo, especially around me. Like everyone had a GameCube and that's it. And I was like the only person in the like fucking school where my dad was like, oh, I want to buy my kid a console for his birthday. And he goes to the Walmart and he's like, what's a PlayStation? That looks cool. What, it has a DVD in it? You mean I can watch movies? We're getting that. And because I remember I told him, I'm like, Dad, you know, the GameCube's kind of cool. And my dad looked at that and it's like, that just looks like it has
tiny
games on it. I'm not, like a small one.
DVDs were a huge selling point to why the PS2 is the best selling console of all time, the DVDs. Mm-hmm.
But then when I got the PS2 and it's like some of the first games, like, so I ended up getting it later. So it's like the first ones, he was like, I want to get Splinter Cell. So I got like off brand Metal Gear at the time. And then I remember like when I got Grand Theft Auto and like I bought that game and I like started playing in front of my dad. My dad's like, this game's cool. You're driving cars around. My mom was freaking out because like she, like one of her friends told him, like, that's the game where you can hire prostitutes in.
True, Mom. Now I'm busy.
Like, and then like my mom, like after years, like recently I showed her Grand Theft Auto 3 and I'm like, hey Mom, you want to see what the hookers look like in this game? And they were just like these walking T-pose crappy character models. Like, that's what you thought that was gonna, you know, break me as a child, right? But yeah, that was one of them. And then like Gran Turismo ended up being one of those like PlayStation games, and it was like, speaking of Gran Turismo, obviously, you know, the recent Gran Turismo got ass fucked by Sony, because I don't know if you guys know this, but like the GT, very historic racing franchise. People like it. You know, they like driving simulation cars. So as a younger person, you play this game, you grind for credits and you buy new cars. Gran Turismo 7 just came out. They had great reviews. Fucking a week later, they put in all the microtransactions. They reduced the payouts. And like, so here's the funny thing. So I found this out. So you can get 20 million credits in the game free if you grind, right? That's your cap. Okay. After that, you have to start. You have to start fucking putting in the credit card. You know, like, only so much you can do on a free lunch in this town. You got to start putting in some work. So they have a $20 million credit limit, right? They just released a car like the other day on their fucking in-game store for 19 million credits, like some insane amount. So you have to basically. Some guy did the fucking math. They brought out the signs. You have to play the game for like 40 hours. Like 21 to 40 hours optimally. Like that means you fuck. That means you put in. You waste no seconds. You grind the best. Okay, like you're talking full sweatshop kid. You grind to get this fucking car, or you can just buy it with the credit card. It is what it is. Like I literally sat down over there. I'm like, there's no way this can be real. So apparently the director for the game straight up said we wanted it to reflect the real life market. I'm like, bro, what? Dude, you're like one tinge away from turning each and every McLaren in this game into a fucking NFT and selling it. Yeah. All right, like, what do you mean real life? He's like, we wanted it to be like, if a McLaren costs this much in real life, we want you to play the game in real life. And everyone on the internet, I swear to God, like the whole Reddit was fucking hilarious. They're like, now it's Poverty Simulator. I bought this game because I could never afford McLarens in real life. Now I can't afford them in the fucking game either.
Thing I was missing from video games, it was the realism and the stresses of real life. Like, I don't want to escape. I just want to feel like that I'm in real life.
Well, the guy's getting like completely ratio because it's like why didn't you make it so that our salaries reflected real life too? Why are we getting paid like $400 a race? Like, what the? And like, tires in the game cost more than cars. Like, if a car costs like $30,000, the tires will cost $28,000. It's like almost the price of the fucking car. I'm like, bro, there's no way. And then so here's the funny thing. So they wanted to they made the game online only, right, to prevent cheating. So you know what they did for the online? So when you buy a car, all the upgrades, like the cool stuff, is locked behind a roulette wheel. So unless you get your ass lucky unboxing shit, you're not winning races online. There's one motherfucker who got lucky one day, and he's just dominating people. It is without a doubt one of the wildest fucking cash grabs I've ever seen. That's one of the things where it's like I hate that shit about
NPCs
gaming.
We have NPCs in this game call you racial slurs to really teach you the...
Exactly. Yeah, it's like imagine if they added like the pay gap and shit into it too. It's like, oh, did you pick a different character? You know, in the beginning of the game. Well, we're gonna cut you down by like 50% pay. All right, we're just gonna make it look like slightly realistic.
Oh my god!
Like, it's like I had an argument with a guy on Reddit. It's like, oh, I guess you just want instant gratification, bro. When I load up fucking Modern Warfare, okay, I don't have to sign a fucking form with the ATF telling them I'm buying an MP5 with all this ammunition. I'm going out to like fucking the battle royale and putting lives down. I'm not doing that, okay? Caleb, when's the last time you played Halo and you had to fucking file, like, you had to like do a background check to buy an assault rifle in that game? No, right?
Never, yeah, never. Yeah, never.
He's thinking real quick. No, never, right? Yeah, I didn't have to do that shit in Gran Turismo. Like, what the fuck? Like, what do you mean realism? Like, I don't understand it. With some, like, there are people that'll defend actual dog shit for the sake of just dynamics. Like, you gotta defend it because it's a video game they love, or PlayStation or whatever. And that's one of the things that's sucking me away from video games, right? Like, none of us have that much time. Therefore, I'm not going to put, like, 40 hours of my life grinding for a fucking car at all in a video game. That's why, like, I'm cool with games like Elden Ring, right? Like, fucking it drops out. You get a nice bank. You get a good game for $60. You play it. You play it a few times, and it respects you. You know, it's not like you have to commit to a job on this.
Hopefully, Nintendo games usually avoid that shit, so I'm happy.
Well, like, what game are you recently into with the Nintendo? Like, what have they released something recently?
I just played the new Mario Kart 8 DLC. You know, the DLC they released after like how long the game that came out in 2012 for the
title.
Wii U.
Yeah, it was a launch title for the Switch. Yeah.
Finally, some DLC.
For Mario Kart? I mean, Mario Kart's a fun time, so... I can't ever deny it. It's like Smash. Like, I suck at Smash, but if we were all in a room, I'd love to play that game.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I can't play by myself online. I usually love playing with friends, though.
I see those competitions of Smash, and it's like a fighting game on, like, literal crack. Like, the motherfuckers be, like, putting in all types of... Yeah, like, you know that Falco meme? Like, I guess before we tie off this episode, remember that Falco meme? I was like... I still to this day have no idea what inputs they were putting into that game. They were just like yelling at each other. I'm like, do they even know what buttons they're pressing on the controller? No. Like, are they just like,
they're having a seizure? The controller, it becomes their extended
muscle memory.
Yeah. It is their sword.
They also have their own language. I don't know what a wave dash is. I don't know what an up tilt is. I don't know what a side dash is.
I mean, they also might not know what a shower is either.
That's or the age of consent.
Caleb, don't forget employment. That's another one.
Tara, don't you dare cut that out. That was the best joke of the episode.
Yes, yes.
We have to end the episode on that one.
Yeah, I agree.
Chat, I want to ask you in the comment section below, what is the percentage of the Smash community do you think know the laws of age of consent on the back
Japanese
of their
Japanese laws only?
Prefectural laws? Alright, we're done. We're out. We're over. Please like, comment, subscribe.
That was a great first time on this podcast. I had fun.